live at the Fargo Air Museum today. Why? Look at your calendar. December the 7th. December the 7th. December the 7th. What does that mean? Pearl Harbor Day. That's right. It was a Sunday morning, December 7th, 1941. The American Army and Navy base in Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, attacked by the Imperial Japanese Navy. It was a surprise attack to the American Army and the Navy and led to great losses of life and equipment. More than 2,000 American citizens killed, more than 1,000 injured. We lost a ton of battleships, about 200 aircraft that were stationed in the Pacific. FDR gave a famous speech. We'll play that here in a little bit. Remember Pearl Harbor. That's what we're doing today, and that's why we're at the Fargo Air Museum. We're going to talk with some members of the military that are now retired, and also the director of the Fargo Air Museum, a little bit about this facility. And you should know the Wall of Honor, something we talked about on Veterans Day, is also available here. So you can see that right here. We'll tell you a little bit about that as well, coming up on the program live from the Fargo Air Museum. In the hot seat today, we always do the hot seat to crank things up. And in the hot seat is our guest from the North Dakota Department of Transportation, Brad Schaefer. Brad is the Driver's License Division Director. And we're going to talk a little bit about Real ID and whether or not that's something you should get. There was a lot of momentum, I should say, for Real ID pre-COVID. And, you know, advertising a deadline and get this and you need this and do it by the deadline. And then, of course, COVID came, so things changed. So we thought it was worthy of an update today on the program. So we'll start there. And welcome to the program, Brad Schaefer. Hey, Brad, how are you?
Good. Thank you for having me, Scott.
Glad to have you along today. Thanks very much. So, first of all, remind us what Real ID is for. What's the idea behind Real ID?
Real ID is to establish minimum security standards for state-issued driver's license and identification cards.
And why do you need it?
You will need it after October 1st, 2021, if you want to fly commercially and you do not have a passport or a military ID or a tribal ID.
So the passport, if you have that, it's gonna suffice for wherever you would need a real ID.
Correct. Yeah, passport. You can go, you know, anywhere with a passport. But if you don't have that passport and you want to fly domestically by commercial air, you will need a real ID by October 1st, 2021.
Remind me what was behind this. What was the push behind getting the real ID as something that would be required for flying?
It is directly resulted from the 9/11 Commission report. You know, the Real ID Act was passed in 2005 from that because some of the terrorists had multiple credentials that were valid. So they went in there and they decided, you know, we have to make these more difficult to get. I wouldn't say difficult to get, but just more secure. And you have to have more documentation to really prove who you say you are.
All right. And so this goes that far back. And again, if you don't have it and you don't have a passport, you can't fly as of the date you mentioned.
That's correct.
So it's probably a lot of motivation right there in order to get it. And to get it, you need a fair amount of information that you need to bring along to the DOT to get that. Tell us a little bit about what's needed.
So the first thing you're going to need is a birth certificate, and it has to be certified. It can't be a copy. It can't be, you know, anything like that. It has to be a certified birth certificate. That's going to establish your legal presence. Then if your name has changed from that birth certificate, so we see this a lot in the case of, you know, women that have been married, their name changes. So you're going to need to provide that marriage certificate. Or if you've been adopted or, you know, if there's anything that's changed from, you know, your name, if there's an adoption document, you're going to need that. Then we're going to need the proof of your Social Security number. So that's actually, the, you know, the actual blue and white card or a pay stub that has your full social on it. And then we're going to need two documents that prove your resident address. And that could be a utility bill, a cable bill, a property tax statement, a financial statement with your address on it. And that's what we need. If you bring all that in, we take that, we scan it into our system. And the good news is the next time you come in, you don't have to bring all that stuff in. So once you have a real ID, this is a one-time deal, and then you always will have a real ID. And then the next time, you can renew online. So you really only have to come into our office once every 12 years.
Okay, when you say come back in, you're talking about to renew.
To renew, correct.
Yeah, so 12 years from now, you're renewing it. You don't have to round up your birth certificate and passport and all of the things that come with it. So, but that obviously is a lot of information. There is a significant concern among people about identity theft and about concerns over who has their information and more so now probably than ever. What would you tell people about just the level of security with all of this information?
So this information that is scanned into our system is just within North Dakota only. There's no outside connections to this. Nobody can access this. It is not shared with any other state or with the federal government. It is completely 100% within North Dakota, and it's very secure within our environment here, protected by firewalls and all that other cybersecurity stuff.
And again, this isn't really optional unless you don't plan to fly. Or you already have a passport where you've given some of this information already to somebody, and that's a different document. But otherwise, anything else besides flying that the real ID is required for?
It may be required, or in some federal facilities, some military bases you may need to get in. It just really depends on if it's a secure federal facility or not. The main thing that we've always been focusing on is the flying, but also, there could be some military bases and federal offices that are secure that you would need to have a real ID to get into.
And the deadlines for these right now would be what?
The deadline is October 1st, 2021. Now, North Dakota is an opt-in, opt-out state, so like you said, you don't have to have it. But if you can get it here whenever you have gather all your documents up, you can make an appointment, you can come in and get that real ID. But you don't have to have it by October 1st. If you're not planning to fly until 2022, you can wait to do that too. But we're strongly recommending, after the first of the year here, to gather your documents and to make an appointment. If you make an appointment online or call in and make an appointment, you're in and out in less than 20 minutes, sometimes even less than that. The appointment process has been extremely successful here in our driver's license offices, so we're heavily pushing that, and that's, really what we'd like to see to get people in. Right now, we're at currently 35% of our drivers and identification holders that have a real ID. We have just a little over 9 months remaining, and we think we can make a really strong push to get up to where, probably around 70-some percent. Because right now, that's what we're seeing coming through the doors. People that are coming in, 70% of them are getting the real ID. So we're having a really good success rate right now, and we just want to keep that momentum going into October of 2021.
Makes sense. Now, the last date, what would you recommend if you want to make sure you have it by that deadline when it's required for flying with the real ID? When do you need to, how many months ahead of that do you need to be in or try and get your appointment?
So the good thing is North Dakota is over-the-counter state. So we, if you bring in your documents, we will process them and print out the card, and you will leave here with the credential. So, as long as you have your appointment by September 30th, you will have your credential before October 1st. Right now we're about probably a week. Some sites are a week and a half out for appointments. So it would really depend on the location you're at, and you can check that online and make an appointment.
Sounds great.
Thank you
very much. Check it all online. It's a great run-through on all this. Brad Schaefer, North Dakota License Division Director, Driver's License Division Director. More after this. He was a hard-headed man. He was brutally handsome. me tell you about my friends at Designer Smiles today. Dr. Jeff is the dentist there. Delightful, delightful guy. Really is a new practice, relatively new. Bought out Dr. Dennis Hetland and has Designer Smiles now. And I, you know, it's just great to see folks. He's a native, you know, leave town, go to college, come back out of dental school, and now has his own practice. So pretty neat. And if you have at all been thinking about, you know, I just got to do something other than dentures as a replacement for teeth, because they're dentures, as they say, are a replacement for no teeth, but they're not a replacement for teeth. And if you're looking at that steak across the table and say it's just time for a switch, here's what I'd suggest. Complimentary, no obligation consultation. No pressure, just questions answered. 701-298-9400. If you're done with dentures, make that call to Dr. Jeff and Designer Smile. 701-298-9400. Find out more at FargoDentalCare.com. All right, we continue from the Fargo Air Museum for Pearl Harbor Day, the 79th anniversary. And Ryan Thayer is here. Ryan is the director of the Fargo Air Museum and has the dream job that so many people would want to be amongst this wonderful collection of history each and every day. Ryan, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Scott.
Thanks for having us.
For sure. Thanks for being here.
Great to see all the memories. I always think every one of these aircraft have an incredible story, right? If you could get them to talk.
For sure, yes.
Wow. You know, and they're all right here for folks to gaze at. Behind me here is a Predator. You don't see a Predator every day in a museum. And, of course, a very integral part of the war on terror right now. And I would say the greatest, the greatest benefit to, reducing casualties as much as we can, because this is the thing that goes in there and takes out the bad guys rather than having to send a group of folks in, right?
Yes, sir. It's very exciting to be working so closely with the Air National Guard and our local military to be able to have these on display. It's incredible, the support we have in the community, and to represent the Air National Guard here at the Fargo Air Museum is incredible.
And how'd you get a Predator?
We're actually credited with the U.S. Air Force Museum, so we're actually on long-term loan with a Predator, and a short-term loan with the F-16, very exciting to have the partnerships with the U.S. Air Force and Air National Guard to show people at Fargo what type of aircraft that they fly and be able to see it up close.
And the F-16 was the last aircraft of the famous fighter jet Happy Hooligan era, right?
Yes, sir, it was. Yeah, the F-4s, then the F-16s, and now it's on to the Predators and the Reapers.
Yes, they're doing all kinds of innovative new things. But those F-16s, I think, are still missed because you'd hear them roaring as they were, you know, flying various training missions. And, you know, you could just hear them coming and going. They were an important part of the landscape for a lot of years around North Dakota, weren't they?
Agreed, they were, yeah. I remember growing up seeing the F-4s early on and moving into the F-16s. It was always fun as a kid watching them take off and do touch-and-goes. And, yeah, again, hear them roar by was absolutely incredible.
How is the Fargo Air Museum doing?
Everyone is struggling with COVID, but we're holding our own. It's good to have, I don't necessarily want to say downtime, but it's good to have a little bit of extra time to plan new exhibits, new aircraft. We're expanding our veterans coffee hours. We're expanding veterans events. We're also expanding our youth camps, trying to get some more interactive exhibits in with some local partnerships, with some drones and flight sims. So, you know, things couldn't be better here at the museum besides, you know, getting rid of COVID and being able to open up fully. But, we're doing some innovative new things, and please come in and check us out. We're really excited.
You got to tell me more about the coffee hours. That sounds like it might be might be a wonderful little activity.
It is, for sure. So every second Wednesday of the month, we do have a Veterans Coffee Hour here at the museum. It's free of charge. We do have Sandy's Donuts and coffee here locally at the museum. Great time to meet people, hear the stories. The stories are amazing. The local history in our community is absolutely phenomenal. And then have some of these old warbirds and vehicles here to spur some conversations and really hear those stories from the vets is absolutely incredible. So please come check it out. It's compliments to the Fargo Air Museum, Pro Resources, and Sandy's Donuts.
I love that. Yeah, it'd be a great way to get some great stories.
For sure, yes.
But, yeah. Tell me about what are you working on right now? What are you trying to bring in? What is new that you want people to see that maybe because of the attendance being down with COVID, they haven't had a chance to come out here? What would be a couple examples, some of the things that they haven't been here lately, they haven't seen?
For sure. So one of the biggest things is obviously we have the F-16 from Air National Guard here. That's really exciting.
With Teddy Roosevelt right on the side there, Rough Rider country. That's authentic as they come, right?
Yes, sir.
So where was this F-16, by the way?
So this one was actually sitting over at the Air National Guard's air park. And we had our fall fundraiser last September, so they brought it over to us to use on a short-term loan. I'm not sure how much longer it's going to stay. It is on very short-term loan. So if you have not seen the F-16, come in and check it out because it's kind of a rare opportunity to see a local F-16 to Fargo.
No kidding. That is great. Okay, sorry, what else?
And also working on, again, just to expand our exhibits. We're working on a drone simulator cage where you can come in and fly a drone. That should be here in the next couple months.
So where you're like a simulator. You're in there and you're actually flying the thing.
Exactly, yep.
Wow.
And again, working on expanding our collection, working with the Museum of the Air Force to maybe get an F-117, get some more modern fighters, just to kind of diversify our exhibits. We have a lot of amazing warbirds from the P-51 Mustang to T-6 trainers, the TBM Avenger Navy planes. We have a Corsair that should be coming here in the next month or so. So just trying to just represent aviation in the most diverse possible way we can, from warbirds to new modern aircraft like the Predator next to us, as well as kind of what shaped aviation and started aviation with our Wright Fly replica in the second hangar, Dougie, as everyone in Fargo knows, our DC-3, the Smile in the Sky. So just a lot of cool things to check out, and again, just working on really expanding and further diversifying our exhibits.
And I see under that big, beautiful flag and eagle over there, you have the Wall of Honor monitor.
Yes, we are super excited with our partnership and working with the folks over at Wall of Honor to have that on display here at the museum.
Isn't that great?
It's amazing.
I know. And people can, anybody can submit a photo and a story of their loved one and have them included in the Wall of Honor. So
exactly, yes.
Yeah, it's kind of a nice way to get more and more people recognized. I love it very much. And what are your hours? When could people come on out to the Fargo Air Museum and take this all in, Ryan?
Yeah, we are open on Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And then Mondays we are closed, but Sunday we are open from 10 until 1.
All right, sounds
and,
good.
And our next coffee hour is actually this week, Wednesday, on the 9th.
All
for
right.
Veterans Coffee Hour.
Veterans Coffee Hour. And you just show up.
Just show up.
Yeah. What time does that happen?
About 10 o'clock for
all
about
right.
2 hours.
Yeah. That's great. That's great. That's just a great idea. Get them all together,
Yes, sir.
It's perfect. Ryan, thanks for the update. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you so much.
You bet. We'll talk with Ryan a little later on in the program today, too. We're at the Fargo Air Museum celebrating the 79th anniversary of Pearl Harbor Day, remembering the 79th anniversary of Pearl Harbor Day. And today, also at the Fargo Air Museum, along with the Wall of Honor folks, serving the honor, rather the honoring the men and women who served in World War II. Important to remember and honor the men and women who bravely served our country, protected our freedoms and liberties, both past and present. So appreciate that very much. Tell you more about that as we go throughout the program today. Good day to remember, that's for sure, on Pearl Harbor. Chose Investments. Bring you the program we call What's on Your Mind each and every weekday, and our friends at Chose Investments are really a go-to source if you're looking in any way to expand, find that perfect location. Some people might, I'll take a little less space, but I need to be more visible. I mean, whatever it is, they're the pros. You just bring them your issue at Chose Investments, and it's as simple as a phone call. You can stop and see them, and they've done this, been there, done that, I don't know how many times. In this day and age, but they've done it a lot, and so they're a great resource. Homegrown company, decades of experience, contacts, relationships that can help you get answers you need fast. Find out more about them at ChoseInvestments.com, KJOS Investments.com, KJOS Investments.com is their telephone number. We are going to take a little break. When we come back, we'll open up the phones on a Monday edition of the program. I'm most interested and what you heard this weekend about this effort to count every legal vote. A few twists and turns, couple things happening, but if anything is sticking out, Mark Levin, I thought, did a great job explaining the Constitution, too. That was this weekend. Stay tuned for all that and more coming up. Don't go away.